Hi, boys and girls. It's me, Mrs. Hamilton. Today, I am going to read you a story about a fish called Tiddler. Sit back, relax, close your eyes, and use your imagination as I dive into the story. Fidgety Fish by Ruth Galloway. Tiddler was always fidgeting. He wriggled and squiggled, he darted and giggled, until his mum got fed up with him. Go out into the sea and swim till you're tired, but watch out for the big fish, she said. So Tiddler swam out of his cave. He dived and he flipped, he leaped and he dipped, he sped faster than a rocket, and glided gently like a swan, letting the sea currents fan his fins. But he still didn't feel tired. The sea was full of the most interesting things. There were limpets that clung and jellyfish that stung. There was a big, big starfish that didn't do much at all. "Hello," said Tiddler, nudging the starfish gently with his nose. The starfish didn't answer. It didn't even move. A crab slid by, clicking and clacking its big claws. Tiddler wanted to play with it, but it scuttled off and disappeared into the seaweed. Tiddler came to a big, dark cave. It looks much more exciting than his cave back home. And Tiddler swam in. Snap! Everything went dark. Tiddler was trapped inside the big fish. He trembled and shivered, and he shook and he quivered, until the big fish's tummy began to feel very funny indeed. It rumbled and grumbled, it turned and it tumbled, it fluttered and groaned, and it mumbled and moaned. Suddenly, the big fish burped. And burp! Whoosh! Out shot Tiddler. He shot past the jellyfish and the clickety-clackety crab, hiding in the weeds, past the starfish and straight through his own front door. "I hope you've used up all that energy," said his mom. But she would have to wait until morning to hear about his adventures, because Tiddler was already fast asleep. Hope you enjoyed the story, boys and girls. I'll have another one for you tomorrow.